It has been another nice day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are up a couple of degrees from the past couple of days, and we're actually around or a bit above normal, so that's a change from the beginning of the week. The average high or the normal high at Albany for today is right around 30 degrees, so just to give you a sense of kind of what the climatological average is, that's what it is. And we're actually going to see warmer weather coming up over the next couple of days. So it's been a month of January that hasn't had much cold. We had a couple of cool days Monday and Tuesday, and now those temperatures are moving back up as we go through the rest of this week. The other thing that's up a little bit, the dew points. It's not really humid or anything like that, but the dew points are up. And remember, the dew point represents how much moisture is in the air. So the dew points are up from the single digits and near zero yesterday into the teens this afternoon. And that means the air is not quite as dry. So hopefully that will limit some of those static charges as you are walking around the house. Coming up tonight, temperatures will drop back into the teens for most areas. Some spots may dip into the single digits, so it'll be another cold morning tomorrow, but we expect that this time of year. And as we go through the day tomorrow, we'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. It'll be another pleasant day, and it's going to be a few degrees warmer than today, with highs in the 30s to around 40 degrees. So if we happen to get to 40 in the Albany area, that'll be about 10 degrees above normal, so that's not really too bad at all. And when we have sunshine, not a lot of wind, being out in the sun, it actually does feel quite pleasant. And then as we move into Friday, it's going to be another quiet weather day. We'll see partly sunny skies. Temperatures on Friday will be largely in the 30s to low 40s, so it'll be another day that is above average. The quiet weather continues through the end of the week. Then things will turn a bit unsettled on Saturday as a storm comes in. There's not a ton of cold air around, so odds are pretty good that the storm on Saturday will be some type of wintry mix. A really early call on this would favor snow, likely in the higher terrain, with probably rain in the valley locations. That's still a couple of days down the road, so we'll keep you posted on that as we get a little bit closer. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the single digits and teens. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cool, with highs in the 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the single digits and teens. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the single digits and teens. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cool, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the single digits and teens. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 30s to around 40. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s to low 40s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a wintry mix likely, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.